views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA Region Number 6. If you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time today, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number for today's show. Today is March the 4th, the Monday, 2019. It is a cold, cold day throughout the country. So hopefully everyone is staying warm and heeding the overall weather advisements. I'm not one that likes the cold, so I definitely do. But anytime you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate to give us a call. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. And also, Pastor Keith will be here as well. He's not in studio because it's too cold. So everybody's trying to stay out of the weather. So, and I don't blame him. I definitely would have to do that. I'm doing that myself. So, but give us a call at any time. We'd love to have you on today's show. And today's show, we have a live show for you today. It is Monday, March the 4th, 2016. Let me see. Keith, is that you? Okay. I guess we're good to go. All right. So before we get into today's show, everyone, please support Black Talk Radio Network. Send your donations. There was a big up to my man, TK. TK sent me a email, and I really, really do appreciate you, TK, across the pond and all that you do. Black Talk Radio Network definitely appreciates. And I would just ask that everyone just do their part that listens to the radio show. You know, if everyone that listened to the radio show just gave a dollar, then there wouldn't be a need for asking, really. And it's worth the dollar that you could give to this network for what is given to you, that is no charge to you at all. It is given to you. It's a fair exchange. We want to continue to be able to bring you information. It's a cost factor that is involved in doing what we do. So I just want to say big ups to my man TK over across the pond. Thank you so much, bro, for what you're doing. And never, ever, ever, you know, all donations are greatly appreciated, regardless of the overall size. It's the actual seeing the value and saying, yes, this is important and I should do. And everyone that listens to this radio, if you listen to this radio show in this network every day, then you know it already is. So make sure you support it. Doesn't take much, and it requires a commitment from you. So please do that, all right? So you can do that by going to the website for this network, www.blacktalkradionetwork. Hit the donation prompt that's there. Give a donation. Or you can also support the network by being a member in the social media platform known as BTR Community. You can find that at www.btrcommunity.com. Once you're there, hit the overall membership for only $24 a year, one-time annual requirement of $24 is what you would just need to give, and that way you can have access to a social media platform where you can promote yourself, your business, or other businesses, or other things that you think that needed to be highlighted, or more public awareness or attention should be given, and everything else that you do in your social media activities without being as adversely affected. See, FedBook never asks you for one penny, because what they're taking is more than, they're taking everything from you and not even knowing the price that is actually paid there. So come on over to BTR Community, where you don't have to worry about his membership, and you can actually monetize it to your benefit as well. All right, so please do that. Also, everyone, please go to Prosperity Mint and make your exchange for your precious metals, exchange cash for real metals, and you could do that very important that we do that, okay? So going over to Prosperity Mint, ProsperityMint. Check out what's in inventory there. And then definitely exchange your currency for money, okay? Very, very important, especially in today's world. So let's do that, okay? Also, what else was there? Oh, we had a great show with Scotty on Friday evening, and greatly appreciate that. Pastor Keith, you there?
Hey, Dave, I might have gotten disconnected from, there's
here,
Keith.
Can you hear
us, Keith?
Yeah, there you go.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, there you
can
go.
There you
go, Keith. Yes, we got you.
Okay.
And so we had a great show with Scotty on Friday evening, and I greatly appreciate it. We got to do more of that. So we're looking forward to having this show with
Dave.
You all today. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Let me tell you, man, and I know these people exist or whatnot, and how would you characterize last Friday night's show?
I would characterize it as a very, very critical thinking is so important, Scotty, and that's why this network is so relevant. It's one of the issues that we should be giving critical thought to. And so I think it's one of those lightning rods that spark the overall critical thinking that is necessary for us to get to where we really need to be.
But what were we critically thinking about, though? We were specifically critically thinking about finances. Basically, it was a Financial
right.
Friday show is basically
right.
what it was, where we was talking about, okay, if you got your $1 million reparations check, now what? What you going to do with it? You going to leave it in?
Mm-hmm.
You going to lead open up a bank account and deposit the check and let it just sit there and then start consuming, or are you going to invest it? What type of event? It was a Financial Friday show. Some people, though, man, like some commentary I got back, some feedback I got on that, this person was talking about, ain't nobody business what we do with our checks. I was like, damn, this dude is ignorant, man. I'm like, dude, you know, it's ADOS business what we do with our reparations checks. And I was like, man, you ain't even close to getting no check, but that ain't what this program was about. It was about, do you know, if you got your check, what you going to do with it, you know?
Exactly. And it's not about the check aspect. It's really, really about us as people. How are we? What have we learned? What are we learning? What is our energy? Where are we going? What is it that, you know, and when it says it's nobody's business what we would do with that check, that's very true. That's very, very true. But see, that's when someone says it's nobody's business what we would do with the check, see, what it is that person is taking an individual approach to the whole thing, and they can't see what the overall impact of everything is. All they care about, and I understand why sometimes people are that way, but we can't give in to that. There is something much, much greater than ourselves. It's called our existence. And so, yes, Gotti, it had nothing to do with that overall energy. It had everything to do with, it was a Financial Friday show about what is it that we really value. What is it that we really want to, what is it that's really going to be beneficial, not to one individual, but to all? And that's really, really important. So, yeah, we're gonna have those type of people, and that those type of people we should give energy to as well. But it's difficult because sometimes it can be exhausting, because I remember when I was that type of low frequency individual as well, and it's a drag. And so it's difficult. And you know, Scotty, when we're in the position that we're in, we sometimes get a lot of the weight of people that they'll dump it on you. But what it is that they don't really want to carry the real burden themselves. And we got to teach everyone to know, don't dump it, hold it, carry it, but strengthen yourself to be able to do it in a way that's benevolent and it's for the common good of not just yourself but everyone else. So yes, Scotty, it's pretty it was pretty relevant. Keith, what would you say to that, Keith?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
You can hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hey, can you hear me? Hey, I think yes, what I yes, think I that hear. Is... I'm sorry, say again?
No, go ahead.
I think what I think to that is it's about dialogue. And, you know, it's an open discussion because we're not trying to get in your business, but it's an exchange of ideas and options that you might not have not dialoguing about it. You know, I said on the show the other day, I said, you know what, I'm much better off, I think, in my discussion of things than I am at putting things in practice. That's my weakness. But the point is, dialoguing with people like you, with Scotty, with other people, it has opened up my horizon and a lot of options I was never aware of before that. So it's a matter of growth and dialogue. You know, the Bible says iron sharpens iron. And of course, they're talking about a spiritual sense, but that applies to all categories and subjects of information.
Yeah. Yeah, Chief. And I think you categorized that really, really
Gabe,
well.
But so. Check this out, though. Saying to me or anybody who participated in this show ain't nobody's business is acting like we are not who we are.
Right, Scotty, yeah.
You know, that's the ignorance of saying that to me. Ain't nobody business what ADOS do. Well, what ADOS is you in? Is this a gang or something? You know, because last time I checked, I was a descendant of a person who was victimized by America, by slavery. So, I mean, I thought we was the same people. What is this? Ain't nobody been... Oh, I don't care what you do with your check, but we talking about what we're going to do with our check if we ever got one.
Yeah. You're right, Scotty. That's really it. And it's so much to that. And that just shows the damage that has been done that definitely needs to be repaired. And a lot of the repairing has to first come from a self-initiated healing. And it's That's difficult. And then self-initiating, we have to detox ourselves from what we've learned to do that is not in the best interest of ourselves or anything else that we so-called love, because we really can't even start to love. You know, the true measure of love is when you stop living for yourself and start living for the advancement of someone else. It really is, because it's a commitment. It's a sacrifice. So I greatly appreciate it. And I thought that Friday's show was so, so important. And I know a lot of other people got a lot of benefit out of it. And that's where we want to focus. And even for that one individual, I would say to that one individual, it's so much more, and we're waiting for you to get so much further with, so that we can as well. So much more to this. And we're just waiting on you to assist and help us get so much further than where we are. But that only takes us back. So we're going to jump into what's in the news. First article from what's in the news is, I got this, oh, well, today, wow. And, you know, it's so funny, because when you're in tune with people, and today's show for the fourth is, where is it all going? And it kind of plays into like what Financial Friday was about, or what BTR Radio, BTR News was on Friday. That's what the question is. Where is it all going? And I have my opinions, and I'll express that with you. But first article from Press TV, Israel pushing for Africa's foothold with military training. Israel is pushing for African foothold with military training. Very, very important. A report says that Israeli commandos have been training local forces in a move that a dozen African nations and Israel arms exporters are already accused of being complicit in war crimes. Check out that article. Next article from Sputnik News. U.S. seeking to form coalition for government change in Venezuela. That's a coup, plain and simple, and it's spearheaded by John Bolton. So check out that article. Next article from Sputnik News as well. Israel, Indian jet reportedly down a Pakistani drone near bilateral borders. Hopefully the Kashmir portion of the world will simmer down a little bit, and I think it will for a little, but it's really the actual place that everything is going to implode. So much going on there, and it's only going to, it may subside for a minute, but it will resurface in a big way. This is the overall war, World War III, that turns into Global Nuclear War I, and it's being agitated and instigated because of the demise of the U.S., for sure, definitely. Next article from RT International, Russia suspends the INF treaty with U.S., the Kremlin says. Check out that article. That's the overall military, the nuclear arms agreement that they had from years ago, 30 years ago almost. Next article from South China Morning Post. Southeast Asian nations feel the squeeze between the U.S. and China. And that squeeze is going to be stronger and stronger throughout the world. And there is going to be a hand that is going to be stronger than the other. And the U.S. hand is going to be, they're going to try to put on some real, real pressure. But that pressure is only going to lead countries to lead inside with China. And that overall squeeze is going to turn into punching. So check out that article. Next article, this one is from SOT.net. U.S. economy is falling apart. 18 big signs. Check out that article. Next article from Sputnik News. Moscow is monitoring talks of U.S. military intervention in Venezuela. They're hearing the overall decoded and coded signals and transmissions that are being said, and now they're starting to release what's really going on, because there is going to be a military invention, a military intervention in Venezuela by the U.S. relatively soon, and soon enough. It's going to all be part of the war. Next article from, this one comes from oilprice.com. Miners eye the moon for $1 trillion payoff. Remember when I said a while ago, been saying for a long time, the reason why they're going to the moon is for mining. And the key to the mining of the moon isn't what they'll tell you. It ain't helium-3. Yes, helium-3 is there and all those other things, but that's not why they're really there. They're really there for silver. That's why. So we're going to take a look at that in today's show as well. But we got to take a look at some other pressing things. Next article from RT International. U.S. wants a broad regime change coalition on Venezuela, John Bolton says. Check out that article. Next article from Press TV. Guaido to return to Venezuela despite arrest risk. Venezuelan opposition self-proclaimed leader Juan Guaido says he is set to re-enter the country, where he could be arrested by the authorities for violating a travel ban imposed on him by the Supreme Court. Let me just say this, Guaido. I hope you really realize that you're being used as a overall Ponzi for an agenda that's bigger than yours. And they would allow you to be captured and killed and do nothing about it. It's all a setup. Be careful of the deal that you make with any devil. You always lose your soul.
Hey, Dave, but I'm like, how is this dude openly calling for the attack of his own country? I mean, if that ain't the definition of treason, I don't know what treason is. And they was like saying when they so-called was trying to bum rush that U.S. Aid across the border, was like he got missing. When he get out there and rile everybody up and tell them to do it, but he wasn't out there with them. He got missing after that. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't going to be one of the ones shot or what have you. But I'm like, man, Maduro has to have a lot of patience. I was like, this dude would have been arrested and put on trial for treason, because he's not even, I mean, there's no denying that this is treasonous. Just looking at it from a national perspective, if I was in that government, if I was, you know, Venezuela's president, man, this dude would have been arrested.
Yeah, of course. It is, and if it was in the U.S., this individual would have been like Scotty. They would. It's treason. It's absolute treason. And the thing is that he's calling for an outside nation to do it. He's not calling for, you know, political change or whatever. And see, that's all a part. And I'm gonna tell you, Ron, you know enough to get yourself in the trouble, but you don't know how to get out of it. You're going to be used. You're going to be used. And whatever promise that was given to you, you'll never see the fruition of. You'll never, ever see the fruition of. One of the things that at the poker table, they say this. First person you need to identify at the poker table is the donkey, basically the worst person at the table. And if you can't identify who that person is, that means it's you. And that's what this is with Guaido. Do you really know the history of things and how things work? Man, you're gonna be used. So check that out. One second, everyone. So sorry about that, everyone. So check that article out. Next article from Yahoo. Trump says dollar too strong in renewed criticism of the Fed chairman. So check out that article. Check out that article. Very, very, very important. Next article, last article I think it is. This is from Press TV. As tensions cool down, Pakistan reopens the airports, which is real good. So hopefully... But I know this is not going to last for long. So we're going to go ahead and get into today's show. And without further ado, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call in number. And so we're going to jump into today's show. And today's show is, where is it all going? Where is it all going? I noticed a couple of things in... Just wanted to express with you. Keith, are you there? Well, I think I may have interrupted a morning continuance of a morning nap by my man Keith that he may have been having. Keith, you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Okay, there he is. I just want to say, you know, Keith and I had did something this weekend, and I want to just talk about it, and I noticed something. You know, we're in the state of Texas, and one of the good things about Texas is that Texas has a, you know, there a people in Texas have a strong adaptation or adoption of the second and the Bill of Rights, the second Amendment, the right and keep and bear arms. That's a good thing. And then the bad thing about Texas is that there is so many guns in Texas. And I say that for a reason. One of the things that I notice is that the actual, in my opinion, that part of the agenda is for people to be heavily armed. And in a normal situation, that's good. But here's what also happens. And I'm not against the overall Second Amendment. I am for gun control, but I realize that gun control first has to start with the political serial killers around the world before it moves anywhere else. So we're going to talk about gun control. My approach about it is let's talk about the ones that are killing the most. Let's talk about the real criminals. Let's talk about the real genocidal murderers that's around first. Let's get the weapons out of their hands first before you start to move down. And then you go down the overall, you have a table of priority. You prioritize everything. Who's killing the most is who needs to be disarmed, because they can't handle that overall power. So we're going to talk about gun control. It starts on a government level first and foremost. It starts on the government and institutional levels first and foremost. And until that happens, ladies and gentlemen, I don't care how much you think about what is happening in the world, you'll still be naive to the truth. The truth is that you have a political serial killer and a corporate serial killer in your midst, and they're telling you what to think and how to live. And they'll definitely tell you what's honorable for you to die for. And then they will present that honorable opportunity to you. Somebody's got to wise up, and I would always say it'd probably be better if it's me and you. Probably be better if it's me and you. So over the weekend, I went to a gun show. And at this gun show, I noticed a change. And the change was because of some music. And I realized, and I was thinking about something, I don't know, I would like to know what you all think as well, and Keith as well. The agenda, most people would think that the agenda of the U.S. government right now, most people think that the agenda of the U.S. government now is to get the overall disarmament of all of the citizens in the country. And I would say, no, that's not what their agenda is. It's a asymmetrical approach to controls. Quite not that it, in my opinion. What it is to get as many guns, and they have done it, to actually flood the overall citizenry with arms, and particularly an impoverished, to have as much violence in the plighted communities and in the economically disenfranchised communities, impoverished communities, as much as they possibly can, and to have that overall poverty spread, and to have it to spread to encompass the home. But poverty isn't just a monetary position. It is also a measure of lacking in a real educational understanding of things. There is no education that we have. It's all schooling. So in that, we are naive to actually have ignorance spread, because it's a part of poverty. And to have and to create the environment as to create the environment that causes for anger, hatred, division, picking of sides, to where you'll You'll be able to fight on the field of battle by the rules that they laid out. And once you always hear me say, if you play by their rules, they will rule. And to have everything coordinated and synchronized to maintain the objective of subjugation and enslavement. So the overall, they flooded the overall communities with overall weapons of violence. There's a big difference between a firearm and a weapon that is going to be used to perpetuate violence. There's a big difference from protecting yourself and being a protector to being an aggressor. So they've actually perpetuated the overall agenda to disperse and to disseminate tools of aggression. And then they try to paint the overall public personification that they're just the opposite, when they're actually the ones that actually put all this into place. And then what they did is they caused for and they brought the conditions that have brought about the stress, the anger, the violence, the division, the at each other's throat, so that at the appropriate time, everyone will be willing to kill everyone around them and have a campaign to do that. And they will fund it. This is what happens with wars. Wars are done by the rich to acquire the poor man's blood. And so it's really an agenda, and it's an agenda to create the environment and the collapse and the strife and the turmoil and the crisis, so that every person will be at each other's throat while they won't be able to look at what's really the cause of everything. And this is where their hand of control gets much, much more deeply embedded into everyone's lives. So I definitely see that they're going to have an economic crisis and war, and they want as many weapons in the country as possibly, so people will start to use that as a measure of protection. Let me tell you something. The airways are sacred to the mainstream media. When you have programs like Doomsday Preppers and everything else, they're doing that for a reason. And what they're doing is that they're creating the environment so that you will be fighting your neighbors and everyone else around you. And then what happens, that as that overall happens, then the people will be begging that it's so much bloodshed, we need to stop this. And guess who's going to come along with the solution? The very same entity that created it. The devil will show up and say, I can fix that. You didn't listen to me before. Now do I have your attention? So I think it's very dangerous where we are, and we need to really take notice to it. Keith, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, it yep. always sounds yep. like Keith far away, man.
Yeah, Keith, are you on? Do you have it on your Bluetooth or something?
Yeah, let me do something different real fast.
Okay, so and I'm really, really concerned about where things are going, because they're going to definitely create the crisis and then pull the plug on it. And while everyone is looking to fight for, in a Black Friday's mentality, to fight for the airlifted crumbs that will be dropped on everyone, what do you think people are going to, how do you think people are going to respond to that when there's a stampede for those resources, those few resources? And it's really of a measure of control. See, and in this whole thing, they give people the ability to execute their free will, because they can never go about that. But the key is to get people to naively hand their free will over to the one that can't take it from you, but the one that has to get you to surrender it. And we surrender our free will. And I think it's really going to be a real bad mess that's going to be here, because it's going to take a lot of maturity not to fall for the trick. It's going to take a lot of discipline not to fall for the trick. And when I say discipline, I truly mean it's going to take a whole lot, and we have to elevate ourselves and prepare ourselves for that. And there's a process to doing that. So I see that as being a real problem. I see that as things start to go awry here, you're not going to want to be around a lot of people, but the solutions to everything is around a lot of people. But then there's a real risk that you're going to be running. And that risk is going to be, will people change their will? Will they change their responses? Will they themselves be other than what they've been indoctrinated to be? Will they not become what they had to endure? And that's a very, very difficult thing. And then when you add in the overall physical needs that people have, and then not supplying those physical needs, it becomes very easy. You think about training something. When you provide for that overall, one of the first things in training, in subjugating someone, any living entity, is that you have to be looked upon as the provider of life to them, the provider of substance, the provider of what they need. And if you listen to people now, they say, and they don't even realize that they're speaking about their overall internment, they say, well, this system is all we got right now. We can't do anything else, because that's the mouth, the hunger speaking. This is all we can do right now, because else we're going to go without. This is why I stay. This is why I do this. Because this is all we have. That's the internment. That's the Stockholm syndrome talking. When you can't see that the provisions have always been there for you and for us, but it's not done by the providing hand that we see feeding us. So we don't even think to look somewhere else. And it's still there. It always has been. It always will be. See, you know, in order to domesticate and subjugate a bird, you have to first capture it. And we've been captured. Because we think that all of our sustenance comes from, and it can only come by one way. We get so deep, we say, well, how can we can't live outside of the society that we have right now? We wouldn't eat. Wow. What really means is that we're not willing to give it up. We want to maintain it as long as it is easy and comfortable and beneficial to it, because we're trying to take the path of least resistance. See, that's another misnomer. The path of least resistance actually leads to a grave. It doesn't lead to prosperity. It doesn't lead to generational wealth. It doesn't lead to sustainability. It doesn't lead to self-sufficiency. It doesn't lead to self-determination. That's the path of greatest resistance. It ain't easy. And because it's not easy, it's the most beneficial thing for you, because you've been built to do works that's not easy. You've been built to create life and sustain life for eternity, not to surrender life temporarily, because it's easy. It's comfortable. It's a measure of truth that we find more comfortability in the lie. And everything, and you know, one of the things about being comfortable is that you start to lose your strength. You ever seen like a hungry fighter? That hunger is a drive. Have you ever seen a fighter that's had any and everything that they wanted? They lose the overall edge. They're not hungry anymore. They've been fed. They've been softened. It's like when they do some animals. How do you make them ripe to be eaten? You make them immobile so that their muscles go soft, their mind goes soft, their body goes soft. And as one of the things also, there's a fear factor that happens as a chemical response to fear, then it actually causes an adrenaline rush. And it's like a high. When you have a strong body and a strong mind, it's never ever afraid, so it's tough. We've been softened. So I wanted to just say that, and I see that, and I wanted to just to speak to you all about it, and speak to you all about it from a standpoint of, from an individual standpoint, have you noticed it, or is that something that, how do you feel about that? Because I think it's very important for me not to be as soft as I become. For me to revert back to the moving, the path of most resistance, the path of prosperity, generational wealth, sustainability, the path of self-determination, the path of self-determination, and the path of sovereignty. It's not easy. It's not going to be easy. And it doesn't matter how far it is. It's the moment that you decide and make the first step is when you've already won. Because then there's a spiritual recharging that you get that is not edified by the body. And now you say it don't matter no more. And you continue, that's very, very important. It's a graduation. It's a rebirthing. It's an elevation. It's a step towards us being not a class zero society, but a universal class one society is where we're going. Because I don't have to get there, but my direction, my energy is going to be there. So I just wanted to say, man, I see it, and I'm motivated by it, and I love working with individuals such as you all. Doesn't have to be that you agree with me, or if our objectives are the same, I cherish your message. May not be my method, but I cherish your method because our objective is the same. So I noticed that over the weekend, and especially with events that are happening globally, and I think that there is a hedge of protection that's always been there, and it will always be there if we present ourselves to it. And I'm looking forward to sharing that with you all. So, and if you have a comment about it, definitely give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. We'd love to hear from you. You know, from time to time, you know, we do a lot of articles in preparing and everything else, talk about what's going on in the world. But I just think that the world has actually set up a web of destruction that is all around us. And I want to say for the first time, I'm understanding it even more. For me, I actually welcome it now. And I welcome it not from the standpoint of the harm that it does to people, but I welcome it from the standpoint of this is where I am and I get to execute my overall choice. I was reading a book, The Book of Five Rings by Miyamoto. And one of my favorite passages is that Miyamoto said at a young man, and Miyamoto was a swordsman, one of the great swordsmen of the past. He actually made his first kill of a man, of a grown man, when he was 16 years old with a sword, with a katana sword. And he later became one of the greatest swordsmen ever. And one of the things that he said was to allow yourself to develop, and develop yourself in all aspects. And in developing yourself in all aspects, commit a crime and allow yourself to be captured so that you can escape. And what he meant by that was he was basically saying, allow yourself to do something that you know was wrong so that you can be captured and then allow yourself to escape from it. What he was basically saying was that, and it wasn't really anything to do with committing crime or anything of that nature. That was just what he was using to get to the end result of you escaping. You escaping. And what he was basically saying is that when you escape from something, you start to realize how powerful you are. And if you know that you're powerful, what are you going to do with that energy? Are you going to do it? I mean, what are you going to do with that energy? Are you going to use that energy in a malevolent way? Are you going to use that energy? How are you going to disseminate it? Because everyone has that capability. And I would really would say is the investment of energy that was given to you safe? Because you didn't ask for it. It was given to you as a gift. But I would ask, is that energy, that investment of energy that was given to you by way of your free will, is it safe? So, just wanted to touch upon that and to express that to you all. And there's a couple of articles that kind of speak to it. There was an article that was from, and I wanted to pick this one up. It's from Press TV. The report says Israeli commandos are training local forces in more than a dozen African nations, with Israeli arms exporters, where Israeli arms exporters are already accused of being complicit in war crimes. This is from Press TV. Israel's Channel 13 on Sunday showed footage of an Israeli officer coaching Tanzanian troops in hand-to-hand combat. Hostage operations in urban combat, saying that there is a dramatic rise in Tel Aviv's military activities in Africa. Why is that? Because the overall objective going forward in a new economic paradigm is going to be resources. And there's going to be a stronger push there on the continent. Because I believe after the reign of the empire of China and Russia slows, weakens, and is moved out of place, like the U.S. is already, the U.S. is already been done, not even significant anymore, then the overall nations out of Africa will start to take its overall position. The overall corrupt system will invoke those nations to say that it's time for you now to, and then they will still have their measures of control with them, and they, everything will repeat itself, but it will just repeat itself with a different name. Same agenda. The dynamics will completely change. What you've been accustomed to now, 100, 200 years later, if you were here and go back to there, you would see that they completely changed. The look is different, but it still feels the same. The characters are different, but they'll still be the same script, the same direction, the strength, the same theme, plot. And you'll be able to, and you'll be able to see it from the standpoint of where you were before, and you'll see right here, and you'll be able to know this is what's going to come next. You'll be able to point out the characters because they're not original in their drama. So, celebrity figurehead Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has made inroads into Africa, a key part of his agenda to become the first Israeli leader to visit the continent in over 50 years in 2016. Quote from Netanyahu, "I've been to Africa four times in the last 2 years. That's got to tell you something," Netanyahu said in a speech at an event in February. Over the past 2 years, he has traveled to several African states in a bid to convince them to stop voting against Israel's regime at the UN, at the United Nations. Israel is also said to be seeking to take advantage of insurgency and militants gripping parts of Africa to sell advanced military equipment to conflict-ridden states in the continent. Tel Aviv's policies to spice up ties with Africa, the report says, also features combined efforts by Israeli's foreign ministry, military, Mossad, spy agencies, and regime so-called security agency, Shin Bet. The report named Ethiopia, Rwanda, Kenya, Tanzania, Zimbabwe, South Africa, Angola, Nigeria, Cameroon, Ivory Coast, and Ghana as among the African countries that Israel was seeking to stake out a niche. Israeli military cooperation with the African states possibly emanated from the fact that many of these nations took part in peacekeeping missions on the borders between the occupied territories, Syria and Libya. It said it would be an advantage to Israelis if forces were led by Israeli trained soldiers, said the report. An Israeli delegation, let me move this down real quick, an Israeli delegation has reportedly been traveling to the countries in Africa and carefully weighing requests for further military collaboration. The delegates is taking into account how likely Israeli military exercise could be used in committing mass atrocities in the continent, the report said. Israeli media reported that in November that Tel Aviv was actively working to establish diplomatic ties with Sudan as part of a wider effort to upgrade relationships with the Central African countries. Israeli TV channels also reported that Israeli Ministry of Military, let me move this down, Military Affairs recently summoned retired Major General Israeli Zinn for a hearing on for a hearing after the U.S. accused him of selling $150 million in weapons to both sides of the civil war in South Sudan. Last year, the U.S. State Department placed sanctions on Israeli businessmen for their roles in the civil war in South Sudan. Why didn't they sanction the country of Israel? See, that was because that was, and if they do individuals, do you really think they did it? Absolutely not. As a recent report by London-based Middle East Eastern Eye said that the head of Mossad met with Sudanian counterpart in Germany last month as a part of a secret plan by Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and the UEA to oust President Bashar in January. Bashar was quoted in some about Syria, was quoted to have, wait, that's wrong. Al-Bashar is the, Omar al-Bashar is the president of Sudan. And so that's who they were trying to oust. And so, why is this happening? This is how governance goes. This is how you govern and maintain the overall crisis. And what do you think that they're exporting? How do you think that these countries are paying for the overall so-called weaponry that they're getting? They're giving them assets. They're giving them weaponry for what? For control and in control of what? Assets. That's why they're there. This is why countries have been going to Africa and trying to colonizing Africa and subjugating Africans throughout the world for years because of the assets, the asset of the human resource and the natural resources that are produced by the land or is inherited to the land. It's a measure of control. It's a measure of control. So there is no winning battle through governance under the current policies and procedures of governing. What you will continue to have is you will continue to have famines, poverty, a wealth distribution scheme, and wars. As long as we play by the rules, they will rule. And the change needs to be made among us individually first and foremost. And then it can be spread outwardly to those that would choose that would be a better path. So we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. Scotty, give me like 5 minutes in the break. Got to do a couple of things. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
I will not go down that way. I choose to fight back. I choose to rise, not fall.
Hip-hop, let me share something with you. Listen. I got a secret, everybody come to listen. Took the money out of schools and they got rich building prisons.
Tricked the people into crime.
With rap verses and rhyme. Made it cooler go to jail, then gave niggas time. Well, brainwashed the people with a marketing plan. This brother all around me like he's stalking me, man. With his slogans and his phrases, keep the masses in their places to accept for extermination like Logan through the mazes. It's in the book of ages, but we never read the pages till Hitler rises up to exterminate the races. Where were all the Christians when we started dropping bombs? Where was Luke, Matthew, Mark and John? They say pray to Christ, but act nothing like him. As they lead the sheep to slaughter, we get crucified just like them. Scripture says the meek shall inherit the earth. But after global warming, tell me what that shit worth. Not the price of dirt, he got me for my shirt. The emperor has no clothes and Condi dropped the skirt. So she can get it in the rear, we should have known that it was near. Osama's just a tool they use to promote their brand of fear.
Extra, extra, read all about it. This the daily news for the streets post crowded. Some say I get in too deep when I speak about it. You reap with your soul, I doubt it. And these New York Times listening to the village voice. Killers and gangbangers killing, a killer's choice. I build to stand, the man I am true. Read about me in the Amsterdam New. In this white man's world,
I got a secret, everybody come and listen. They took the money out of schools and they got rich building prisons. Atlanta children missing, one man set for lynching. The murders still continue, but no one can't enlist them. What's the price of black when white is valued higher? Who's the last to get the job, first to get the fire? No one gets the blame, truth is just the truth. Most don't have a future, cause most don't know their roots. But they know flavored hoops and they think that shit is cute. Like Beyonce in a G-string and Jay-Z in a suit. The Pied Piper with a flute, mommy getting zooped. The children's in the street and the dealer's about to shoot. The cycle goes around like the cycle going round. Snatching up our babies like the fruit from off the ground. Who tends the garden? Who watches over sheep? The priest is here to raise our souls.
That's just when we sleep.
I tell confessions to a beast. They say God is like the thief who comes in the darkest night to quickly snatch a peep. If I'm my brother's keeper, who's my sister's keep? Some nigga named Sugar Bear with diamonds in his teeth.
Extra, extra, read all about it. This the daily news for the streets post crowded. Some say I get in too deep when I speak about it. You reap with your soul, I doubt it. And these New York Times listening to the village voice. Killers and gangbangers killing, a killer's choice. I build to stand, the man I am true. Read about me in the Amsterdam New. And this white man's
I try to do the right thing in my life like Mookie. But I'm still a public enemy, so they set me up like Tukey. We should all stand tall like Jamal in a pen. So I call for the fall of Babylon with a pen. You see everything on time like a man named Ben. Why they call me black? That's not the color of my skin. And why they call you white if we all born to sin? That sound like the gin out to tempt men. The devil wears a suit, but I can see it in his grin. If Jesus is the word and the word is on the cross, and the cross is in the club, why so many people lost? Two towers down, everybody like Moss. All patriotic, but what's the final cost? What's the final cost? What's the final cost?
Extra, extra, read all about it. This the daily news for the streets post crowded. Some say I get in too deep when I speak about it. You reap with your soul, I doubt it. And these New York Times listening to the village voice. Killers and gangbangers killing, a killer's choice. I build to stand, the man I am true. Read about me in the Amsterdam News. In this white man's world.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host Dave from LA. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. We've been surrounded, and we're surrounded by a lot of how could I categorize it? People that choose to harm instead of share. And sharing is much more profitable than the temporary feeling or the temporary status of taking by force. Taking something by force is not possession. Taking something by force possesses. You become possessed. And we become possessed with a very low, evil energy that will consume us and only us. But it has the opportunity to be extremely contagious and to affect and inflict and affect many, so that ultimately you have an infestation that is so defined by this evilness. Yes, go ahead, Keith.
You know, Dave, I hear what you're saying, and I agree with what you're saying. I was having a conversation with somebody today, and I think a lot what you say is so grounded in truth and is right. But the problem with it is it's kind of like the good word to me. And what I mean by that is the fact that if we lived according to Christian principles out of the Bible, the fact of the matter is we will live in utopia. So that knowledge is there. That knowledge is accessible. And I don't think too many people will argue that point. But the fact of the matter is we live in a world that rebels against that whole concept. We live in a world that is dominated by people that are selfish and they want what they want any means necessary to the destruction of society, to the destruction of mankind, to the destruction of government, the whole nine yards. So the question would be, is with knowing that, how do you bring the people together to do these things that ultimately need to be done? But the masses rebel against it.
Yeah, and that's the overall purposeful path. And I think that before we look at the masses, I think the first step and the only step that really needs to be taken is a couple. Well, it's not the only, it's a couple. The first step is that we have to first take that as a sincere path that we want to be on individually. Then we can't invoke our free will on someone else and say, this has to be done this way. Then what we do is that we just have to, as Scotty has done, as you have done, Pastor, if I have done, and others have done, you commit to something and let people make a choice. You commit to acts. You commit to an agenda. You commit to doing certain things. You commit to a deed, to deeds that show themselves to be benevolent. And then you just let that attract those that would do that, because that's the only thing you really can do. Else you will actually allow yourself to be given over to what you've been running from, because then you'll try to change things up. What you'll do is this. You'll start to gerrymandering. You'll start to change different things, and you'll justify the wrong because you say the end result we're doing this for is a right. And then you'll start to see that the wrongs will be magnified and they will be much more engulfing, and then the right will get smaller and smaller and smaller until you're not doing anything right in the war anymore. And then you'll come with this excuse, well, this is war. All is fair in love and war.
Dave, can you hear me?
Yes.
Dave, that is the absolutely correct answer. However, the key word in that is commit. But when you start talking about commit, there's other things that you have to bring to the forefront and understand what that commitment requires. Because what you have to also understand is when you make that commitment has to come not only as a personal sacrifice, because that's what it is. It's a personal sacrifice. But also, you're going to also have to understand that that's a sacrifice, again, that the masses, not only they don't want to do, but they're going to persecute you and you trying to do them. So when you start looking at making that commitment, you have to understand that you are going to come up against a fire that you have never known. So not only do you have to make a commitment and a sacrifice to do without the things that you're going to personally want to desire anyway, but you're going to have to come up with an unending battle simply to go about that. The people are going to talk about you. They're going to persecute you. They're going to ostracize you. They're going to do all these things until you find a little cachet of people that's willing to make that commitment with you. And that's a tough road to hold.
Yeah, it is a tough road to hold, Keith, but I like to look at the adverse side of it. If we don't do some things, what do we have? What we've been having for so long, and how effective that is that we don't have Black Talk Radio Network. The overall agenda continues. It has another willing participant. You know, and you know, Keith, when you look at Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane, it was a lonely path. All of the disciples went to sleep. They couldn't tarry with them. And if you really think about it, because it was an individual path that is going to be lonely and is going to bring about some of the most difficult things, because you're going to be looking at what is it that you're going to have to sacrifice. But is it worth it? When you're in the garden and you're weeping because of the communion that's going to be broken, and you know what that means, is it worth it? I think that many of us have been in different, not in the, under the same overall circumstances, but we've all been in it in some form and some fashion, and I think that it's been easy for us to come away with, no, if it ain't going to be my way, I ain't going to do it, instead of thy will be done. You know, when we plead for relief, and then we'll find it in ourselves and say, no, I won't accept that one. And instead of accepting what really needs to be done, and it's not going to be easy, it's going to be the path of most resistance. So I think it's very worth it, and I know that you do too, and it's so necessary, because if we don't, what do we know is going to happen? What has happened in the past and in the present and is destined and is probably likely to be in the future? It's very difficult for us to ostracize John Bolden when we do some of the same things, and if we were in that position, we probably would do those as well. Not saying everyone would, because many of us have been challenged in that, and we said, no, I'm not doing this. But there's always seemed to be a John Bolden in the wings and in the waiting. So we're going to have to make sure that we say no individually first, because that's how we were made. So yes, you're right, Keith. We're going to get hit, and I think that it comes to a point where we have to realize that we get hit for a reason, and it's quite worth it, because you become a threat. And the threat is that the system itself won't be able to uphold itself to you, so it's always going to put its best foot forward. And you can see it in the, how the U.S. does its policies with other countries. You can see it say, yo, you're threatening me and doing all this. You did all of this for a while, but at some point they're going to grow up and not be, and say no anymore. Well, that's the same example with us, with evil. You're going to say no. Everyone here knows that the U.S. is done, because that path that the U.S. has been on, because we've seen it for so long, that path the U.S. has been on is not sustainable. So why would we conduct ourselves in an unsustainable path? We got to go to sustainable one. Regardless who's on it with us and who's not, who's there, got to go on and go that course. And what is that? Why am I saying all of this? Because we're going to be challenged to, we're really going to be challenged to compromise our morality for someone else's agenda. For a wage or a token of being made temporarily more comfortable. And that overall feeling becomes very strong in this world to say that that's what we need. And then when we get it, we realize something. It was never really, it was, wasn't enough, because you're already on the journey for the next one. It didn't even sustain you for the night. What it did is that it created a possibility of how dark you could be and how dark you become. So, we really got no choice. We really, really don't. And I think, and I know that, you know, it's today, and I say that for today's show is because the challenges that we're going to have are going to be much greater than the comfort level that we're in right now. The comfort level that we're in right now was not going to be sustained. And when we look at what we really need to do, the overall, we have to prepare ourselves spiritually for it first and foremost. And when we do that, we realize that we get the first meal, the first sustenance of sustainability. And it actually changes to where we don't have an appetite for what doesn't provide the proper nutrition, and that being the fake food that we have now for our fake bodies, as our bodies become more and more synthetic. Just look around us. Look at how synthetic we're becoming. And it just grows and grows. So we're at a very, very important juncture. And that juncture is the training of how we're going to live our overall existence and our moments in eternity. So right now, I think that probably the one of the most beneficial things that we can do is to start to detoxify ourselves from within. Before we get rid of the global bad, let's get rid of our own bad. Because then we'll have room in which to work to get rid of everything else. Let's dispense the wrong that we've learned and how we use it and what we do. And I think that's a great step to being able to grow it. Because if we can do that, that means then that we'll have more room to operate with everyone else around us. It's hard to help someone when your reach can't get past your trash. It's really hard to reach them when you can't get through your trash. So, and I'm saying that because I don't know what the events of the rest of the year will be. I just don't trust them. And I think it's high time that we prepare ourselves. So, you know, really think about, and I'm going to tell you, I've seen some very, very encouraging growth in with people that I see now. And you'll be surprised how many people are ready. So the key is for us to maintain that course. To maintain that course, then new people will find themselves, new people, because they're the same person but they've left the old ways. So we So it's really a great opportunity to collaborate with many. But we have to first get ourselves correct. So, I think it's really, really important. So I just wanted to express that. I mean, because we give a lot of articles and everything else, but the most important thing is really how we're responding to different things. And I want to, you know, big ups to my man Scotty. I've been on the air with Scotty for some time now, and big ups to my man Pastor Keith and all of the listeners that are here, and Sister, brother and sister Davis and Roz and my man Carlos that sends me different, all the people that I engage with, Deborah, and all the people I engage with, many, many, many of y'all. I can't name them all. Please don't, you know, my man Jenna, Jambone, just so many people, Kaziah, Ivan. I mean, there's so many people. And in these engagements, we look at where we are right now. You know, we're not going to be here for very long, nor the people around us. We're all just passing through, as my mom likes to say. We're all just passing through. But in that passing through, we should have a good representation of ourselves first and foremost. And then develop a way in which you want to relate with others. More and more, I'm choosing to, when someone else is upset, that for not to move me. While they're screaming, I whisper. Then you got to do it in the things that your heart, and this is all a part of a personal growth. And I've seen a lot of personal growth in so many people here. I mean, I've seen some leaps and bounds in people for their own reasons. And like I said, if we have the mutual objective, then your method is not my decision. But if it's a method in which I can support, I'm going to be fully supported of. So I think it's very, very beneficial. And I say that because it's all worth it. But there was another article. There was a couple more. And I wanted to definitely get to this one. This one is really keen to me. But if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. There's an article out of oilprice.com. Miners eye the moon for $1 trillion payoff. We've been telling people that this is going to be happening for a while. This is why they created the Space Force. This is why Obama signed the executive order that corporations can mine space for profit. And why that is so critical. So it's an article, real quick. Here it is, real quick. European scientists have announced plans to start mining the moon as early as 2025. And do you know that India is one of the leading, there's a private Indian company that is, I believe, getting, is a shadow for the overall Indian government that has a big move to go to the moon. And when you do that, there's some people that's going to try to stop you from doing that, hence create wars and everything else. There are so many multifaceted things that go along with this whole thing. Remember, China was the first one to put a probe on the dark side of the moon, so they said. Why is it this big push for the moon? Because what does today's representation of mankind, who are they? They're not benevolent. They're malevolent individuals that are going somewhere to steal or to take resources that they can use for control. So listen, European scientists have announced a plan to start mining the moon as early as 2025. Think about that for a minute. It's 2019. They're talking about 6 years from now, start mining the moon. What does that tell you? You think that they can get anything done in 6 years? No, because they've been doing it for centuries now. They're just going to be admitting that they're doing it to you. Oh, this is new, the latest. Man, they've been doing this for a while. Through what they call, they'll be extracting is neither gold nor diamonds. Let me say that again. Though what they'll be extracting is neither gold nor diamonds, but waste-free nuclear energy thought to be worth trillions of dollars. Let me say that again. But waste-free nuclear energy thought to be worth trillions of dollars. You know what that means? Waste-free nuclear energy thought to be worth trillions of dollars. That's silver. Remember, you can't have nuclear fusion or weaponized nuclear materials without silver. And they said they're not going to extract neither gold nor diamonds. But see, here's the thing with that. The moon doesn't create diamonds. Wait, does it? No, it may. Let me regress on that. But it definitely has gold on it. But they say they're not going there for gold. Here's the trick to that. Because the earth has enough gold on it. They're not going for gold. They'll take the gold, but they're not going there specifically for gold. They got gold here on earth. Here's what they're going for. Listen, the goal is to place a lander on the lunar side to mine and process the regolith, or that's the moon dust. That's dust. For useful materials such as water, oxygen, metals, and isotopes called helium-3, which may prove useful for fueling future fusion reactors. Okay, here it is again. The goal is to place a lander on the lunar surface to mine and process the regolith for useful minerals such as water. And regolith, once again, is the dust, the thick dust particles. You have it whenever you walk outside. Regolith is nothing more than you walking outside, picking up dirt, and it getting in the tracks of your soles or your shoes, filling that, and then going somewhere, you taking that with you. That's known as regolith. And then from that, you take it, you know, you've seen it, you take it in your house, and it says, get that, you know, your mama say, get that dirt out your shoes, you smack the shoes, and all of that falls off. Well, that's what that is, okay? Just so you know. For useful materials such as water, an asset, oxygen, an asset, metals, let me stop there. Wait a minute. They just said they weren't going for gold. Oh, but they're going for metals. What metals they're talking about? Who would pass up gold? Because they're not passing up gold, but they said that they're not going there for gold. But they are going there for what metals? What does that mean? That means they got enough gold on earth, but what are they lacking on earth? The metal silver. That's what they're lacking on earth. They have platinum, palladium, rhodium, and the other 14 precious, all the 14 precious metals. But there's one precious metal that they're consuming and losing, and that's silver. How do you know it's true? Because it's the one that we frown upon the most. Says it right here. Such as water, oxygen, metals, and isotope, and an isotope called helium-3, which may provide useful for fueling future fusion reactors. Regolith is a dust-like material that covers the lunar surface and is the result of billions of years of meteors and comets impact. They're telling you everything right there. And if anyone ever lives on the moon, they would use the regolith to build habitats for a base. Okay, what did they give up there? Remember when I told you that the earth doesn't produce silver and gold? Because it doesn't. The earth produces diamonds, but it doesn't create silver nor gold. Silver and gold is brought to earth by what? It's extraterrestrial, meaning it comes from outside of the planet. It's not inhabitant to this planet. It comes to the overall planet from meteors and comet impacts. So if you look at the moon, you see all of those craters on the moon that tells you that that place is ripe for mining of metals, particularly ones that are on meteors and comets. And if you know where meteors and comets come from, a lot of them come from, the ones that are most valuable have on it is they have the precious metals on it. Gold, silver, platinum, palladium, rhodium. Why they're known as precious metals. So the earth has the overall gold on it from the meteorites and comet that have impacted the earth. But if you look at the moon, it has a bunch of craters on, meaning that it's been impacted heavily. This is why they're doing the Space Force. This is the overall move. So we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we'll take a look at this a little bit more. If you have any questions or comments, give us a call, 704-802-5056. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Give us 2 minutes.
Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 704-802-5056. Okay, so we're talking about something that you should be aware of, and it goes along with kind of like with Financial Friday that we have with BTR. See, this is why you need assets, because assets are so important. They're willing to go to the moon for them. And if we understand how important money is, when people say you can live without money, no, you can't. That's not a true statement. What they're referring to as money, yes, you can live without it. They're talking about cash. But you can't live without the truth of money. When you talk about the true statement of money, because money is not what man makes. Money is what God has created to sustain life. Your money. That's why you, growing up, you hear people say, hey, what's up, money? That's right, because you're money. Water is money. The sun is money. Fruits and vegetables is money. So you really think you can live without money? You can't. So you can't even live in eternity without money. No money, no existence. You think that's not true? Energy is a form of money. No energy, you don't exist. This is why it's a measure of truth that we need to have to understand to make the best decisions that are in our best interest. So, unless we'll continue to make some bad choices, and we'll need reparations from the reparations that we got, as we talked about with Scotty on Friday. So, because it will not put us back in good standing, it will not repair us. Money can repair you. Cash won't, because it ain't money. But let's get back to this article. Very important. Listen up. Check it out. Europe isn't the only one getting on board of the lunar mining train. Both India and China. Told you about India, and I was talking about this a while ago. I remember I had a full discussion with some of my friends, and I know my sister Deborah remembers this. It was about a year and a half ago, and I played a video from CNBC, and I did it for some of the people that took the precious metals class, where there was a gentleman that was representing a private Indian company, which was actually supported by the Indian government, in my opinion. I mean, I didn't need to research that to find it. It to me, is very easy to assume that based off of what they were trying to do. And they were saying that they were going to be going to the moon for helium-3. But that's not why they were going there. That's the overall publicized reason. Yeah, they could use the helium-3, but that's not the necessity. both India and China. Where we hear about China? Oh, they just put a satellite that went to the backside of the moon. A probe that went to the backside of the moon. Have floated ideas about extracting helium-3 from the Earth's natural satellite. Beijing has already landed on the moon twice in the 21st century, with more missions to follow. Let me go back. I missed a paragraph. The mission will be in charge of the European Space Agency in partnership with the Adrian Group. It will also count on the participation of a part-time scientist, a German group, and former Google Lunar X Prize contestant. Europe isn't the only one Europe isn't the only one on board of the lunar mining train. Both India and China have floated ideas about extracting helium-3 from the Earth's natural satellite. Which the Earth's natural satellite, okay? So it's not a planet. There ain't no such thing as moonlight. I mean, it's not a star. No such thing as moonlight. The moon don't give off no light. Some say the moon is an artificial satellite as well. Very well could be. Beijing has already landed the moon on the moon twice in the 21st century, with more missions to follow. There are an estimated 1 million tons of helium-3 in the moon, thought only to be 25% that could be brought to Earth. The director of Fusion Technology and Institute at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, a former member of NASA advisor, told Bloomberg last year. Going on. This is... Okay. But that's enough to meet the world's current energy demand for at least 2 and maybe as many as 5 centuries, said the expert, with an estimate that helium-3 is worth almost 5 billion a ton. So they're basically saying from helium-3 that they can sustain energy needs for up to 500 years. Do you trust them? Never should. If you know where NASA came from and what NASA is all about, why would you? It's another measure of control. It goes on. After being considered mostly a scientific tale, governments are now rushing to implement programs and legislations that allow them to join the race for mining in space. Did you hear what that said? After being considered mostly a science fiction tale, governments are now rushing to implement programs and legislations that allow them to join the race for mining in space. Back in 2015, former U.S. President Barack Obama signed a law that granted U.S. citizens right to own resources mined in space. The groundbreaking rule was touted as a major boost to astro mining because it encouraged commercial exploration and utilizing of resources from assets obtained from asteroids. Very important. Here it is. Geologists believe asteroids are packed with iron ore, nickel, and precious metals at much higher concentrations than those found on Earth, making up a market value in the trillions of dollars. Let's stop right there. They don't believe they know. And here's the whole thing. Let me go back to a couple of things. And we probably had to do another show on this, why this is so important, why we need just so many things. When we go back, and they talked about right here, after being considered mostly a science fiction tale. See, this is where people say conspiracy theories. That's because those individuals have no clue about thinking for themselves or being critical thinkers. They have to wait for somebody else to tell them, oh, guess what? You remember when there was that conspiracy theory about aliens and all this other stuff? Oh, I guess that some of that was true, and here's the reasons why. And we were going, see, this is why people domesticate themselves to only to be able to repeat what their master has told them to believe. And then it says, now governments are now rushing to implement programs and legislations that allow them to join the race for mining in space. What does that mean, the race for mining in space? That means that there's going to be war in space as well. And if it's war in space, remember what Russia said. We are also going to attack the command and operation centers that are giving the overall orders and are giving the overall fire codes. So from space, what does that tell you? They're going to be destroying the Earth from space as well in the war, in the race for resources. Because whoever has the resources dictates control for the living species. This is huge. You're telling everything here. And then in former U.S. president signed a law that granted, not an executive order, signed a law. And who do you think that those overall U.S. citizens' rights to other resources, who do you think that was? See, that was just a play on words. There is no regular U.S. citizen that's going to benefit from that unless they're doing things right now. Because you can. You go to Prosperity Mint and change your cash for real money. And the thing is that the mining in space, the groundbreaking rule taunted as a major boost to astro mining because it encourages commercial exploration and utilization of resources from asteroids obtained by U.S. firms, meaning that they are going to be landing on asteroids and trying to get asteroids, or going where asteroids land and impact and mining that area. Why are they mining that area? Because the overall asteroid is packed with greater concentrations of precious metals. The precious metal that they need the most right now is the one that they've been consuming the most, and that precious metal is silver. Geologists believe asteroids are packed with iron ore, nickel, and precious metals. See, they say precious metals because they don't want to say silver. They told you it was all about silver. That's what this whole thing was all about. Then they know that they would have to compete with you for the overall stockpile of silver that's still available here right now. What do? They keep it suppressed and make you walk right past it so you won't know. And making a mark, higher concentrations than those found on the Earth. Why is it a higher concentration of precious metals on an asteroid and comet than it is on Earth? Because when the asteroid impacts the Earth, some of it is destroyed in that process. So there's a smaller concentration level of it. It's not a different form of silver and gold. It's just that the overall concentration levels are different. One second, everyone. Sorry about that, everyone. So the concentration levels is different, because once a meteorite or asteroid hits the Earth, in that overall, and if you never see it, it's like a nuclear explosion. The overall impact and explosion consumes a lot of the concentrations that's there. But it has so much and it's so concentrated that a lot of it embeds itself in the ground. And it's like a bullet shooting a bullet into the ground. It penetrates the ground. And there you have the overall fragmentations of silver and gold placed everywhere. So, telling you everything right there. We need to know these things because it could be a benefit to us all. But listen, everyone, we got to get ready to get out of here. Hope you enjoyed the show. Much love, much respect to you all. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.